turn off the lights and crank up the volume. It's time for Voodoo Radio.
This podcast is certified fresh. Freshmediaworks.com.
I want you to get this idea of voodoo out of your head.
Podcasting deep within the bowels of Massachusetts, this is Voodoo Radio.
Voodoo Radio, Doctor.
Voodoo Radio is all about artists.
Hey kiddies, and welcome to show number 20. I am Voodoo Stevie, the weird dude in your ear. Okay, that was a little bit too much like Corby, so I'm gonna drop that. Anyway, it's July 27th, 2006, and I wholeheartedly apologize. We're not putting out a show. Last night, I just got wrapped up in a project, and well, I gotta tell you, things just happened, and I didn't get a chance to record the show. I had a lot of things on my plate, and there was a lot of things I wanted to do, and also, it gives me a chance to make the show a little bit better for you. I decided to try giving a little switch to the software that I'm using. I'm trying out the show in Audacity, so bear with me as I kind of like throw things all together, and I hope that everything comes out all right. Okay, let's get to our first topic of the evening, the external hard drive death that I had. I have been really, really busting my ass and getting all the music back that I used to have. However, that is kind of like almost impossible. So what I've been doing is I've been focusing on getting artists for the show. Found a lot of great stuff on the Creative Commons lists of sites. CreativeCommons.org actually is pointing me to a lot of great musicians and great resources. SoundClick.com being one of them. And I gotta tell you, there's a lot of great stuff out there, kids. I'll probably be fixing up the link section so I can point out where you can pick up some free music for your iPod that's totally podcast safe in a sense, too. Some sites aren't exactly podcast safe, but it's still great free downloads, so you can listen to them on your own for your own pleasure. Aside from that, aside from looking for stuff for the show and looking for artists and music and all that shit, I've been networking. I've actually started a Podshow Plus account. The address for it is voodooradio.podshow.com. You can dig me on that site. I'm going to stay as a listener because I'm still a little iffy about the terms of service agreement that Podshow has set up for the podcasters. It seems that in their little agreement, let me see if I can find it here. It's basically, here it is. You hereby grant to Podshow the non-exclusive royalty-free worldwide right to license to digitize, convert, install, upload, select, order, arrange, compile, combine, synchronize, use, reproduce, store, process, retrieve, transmit, translate, distribute, publish, publicly display, publicly perform and hyperlink your programming, and make archival and backup copies of your programming in any venues, media, and channels of distribution now existing or yet to be invented. Hereinafter, collectively referred to herein as use. Podshow may, at its discretion, place advertising before or after the programming. Podshow hereby grants you a non-exclusive royalty-free worldwide right to license and promote use of your blah, blah, blah. That I don't mind. The Podshow podcast delivery network has been getting some really good sounds. However, this one I kind of like was iffy about. Podshow has the worldwide right as part of its promotional efforts to utilize your likeness, name, personality, and celebrity during the term, as well as the show-related graphics, logos, slogans, fonts, and other such podcast items. You know, this sounds a lot like the fucking Podshow Sirius agreement for podcasters that want to go on to their Sirius Stars thing, which to me, it was fucking bullshit. They're saying that they're going to be able to take the, you know, they're saying that you don't have the right to use yourself. Anything that you create, such as logos, even the fonts that are used, that all belongs to Podshow now. It doesn't belong to you anymore. So that's kind of iffy, and it's always under speculation of stuff. I'm actually going to talk to see if I can find someone of legal status to kind of you know, help me out in understanding this. So if I do decide to make it a podcasting account, I'll be able to do it legally and have no fear. And I'll have someone to kind of help me out if there's any legal battles about it. But anyway, another reason why I'm staying as a listener account is because the show vacuum process to bring your feed into their Podshow delivery podcast delivery network, it's very tedious, and you have to add a little link to each individual show that you have in your feed already to be brought over to them. And if you are someone that has like 100 shows, you would have to do every single show, all 100 of them. You'd have to add this little link text into every single piece of your post for your, if you're using like a WordPress blog, or even if you're using like I'm using Joomla, I would have to go into every content item for the podcast feed and put in this little link. I mean, for me, that's not that much because I only have like 25, 26 items in my feed. But for people like my buddies over at It Radio, for example, if they wanted that, they've done 105 shows. If they wanted to add themselves to the podcast delivery network, they would have to go through every single item in their feed, which is 105 plus the quickies. So that'll be 109. Yeah, that's a pain in the balls. So yeah, Podshow is kind of iffy, and their practices, I can understand the whole protection of your feed, making sure you're not getting hijacked or anything, but I'm sorry. I don't like the agreement. That agreement that they set aside is not a good agreement. I mean, that's like saying that you can't be called, I can't be called Steve anymore because, well, they own my name now. I can't use my Jolly Roger voodoo head symbol that I use for the Voodoo Radio logo anymore because they will own it now. The font, even though it's now this is the thing, is fonts. Some fonts are actually copyrighted already. What they're saying is that they're going to be taking the rights to that font to be used. That's not right. That's, I think, is a little bit shady and possibly illegal. So enough of Podshow. The PodSafe Music Networks thing is a great tool. Podshow Plus, I can see it being a great tool, but the fact that they're kind of like going in on people's rights really bothers me. And not only that, but saying that they can put something at the beginning or the end. I don't know if you've heard any of the shows that are on the Podshow delivery system, but a lot of them are like they'll have a thing saying for more shows like this, visit podshow.com, blah blah blah. I think it's either PW Fenton or someone else doing the voiceover. But anyway, it always gets cut off. even on the Daily Source Code, it gets cut off. And it's crap. I'm sorry, guys. You guys got a lot of work to do. Check your legal things. There's got to be some companies out there that can kind of help us kind of realize some of the legal stuff about this. But, I mean, it's a great utility for networking. I'm going to stay as a listener, and I'll talk with some of the other people that are on the Podcast Delivery Network. I love the podcast. The PodSafe Music Network. That is an excellent utility. If you're especially a podcaster looking for music to put in your show, definitely check it out. If you're a band and you want to get yourself out there to other podcasts, like Voodoo Radio, for example, definitely check it out. Definitely check it out. It's worthwhile. Another site I've been checking out for networking is Blueberry. Blueberry.com, B-L-U-B-R-R-Y. They drop the E's, so you can save. They pass the savings on to you. Enough of that corny shit. Anyway, the personal profile, profiles.blueberry.com/voodoo radio. The show profile is blueberry.com/program/205/voodoo radio. And it's kind of like MySpace for podcasters and listeners to kind of like come together. It's still in the child stages. It's rather decent. There's not the bulky stuff like MySpace actually has, but it's rather interesting. I've been playing around with it. I'm not quite understanding their friending method, because I've actually hooked up, put in a few friends and everything, and they're showing up as friends on my personal side, but they're not showing as friends on my show side. The show side, actually, there's only one friend, and that's my actual cohorts and friends, podcasting friends at radio. That's all that I show there. But as far as other networking, I use MySpace. I don't think I've ever really pimped out my MySpace page too much on the show. If you want to check it out, the show page is myspace.com/voodoo radio. And the MySpace page for me personally is myspace.com/voodoo stevie. And it appears that MySpace was actually down for about 12 hours this past week. And they've gotten a lot of flack about it. Apparently, it was due to the high temperatures in California causing a lot of brownouts and blackouts for electricity out that way, which I can understand them having issues with that. It's been actually quite hot here over in the northeast side of things. Today when I got home, my house was at 90 degrees, even though it was at least, I'd say it was about 86 outside. So this house is pretty well insulated, but it's just nasty. I mean, I'm sitting here shirtless, and my man boobs are hanging out, and I'm just fucking sweaty and nasty. Anyway, enough of that nasty thought in your mind of me being naked while podcasting. I'm actually going to get into some music. This band I actually found over on SoundClick. And SoundClick was listed as being an excellent source for Creative Commons licensed music. The band that was I found on there, I kind of was questioning if it was the band themselves that put them on there or just a fan that put them on there. However, I'm not 100% sure. And even though I'm kind of shaky about playing them, it's almost impossible to get in touch with them because any mail that you send to their management gets bounced right back to you. So anyway, if there's any problem with me playing this song, someone from the band or someone that knows the band, have them get in touch with me, and I will put out a public apology, and I'll pay them any royalties due. So with that in mind, let's get right into this first song of the night. It is Zeromancer with Dr. Online.
The beginning of the end.
That was Beat Assassins with Like My Drug. A little something different for you guys. Yeah, I try to get different music out here once in a while just to spruce things up a bit. And, you know, it's summertime, and I still have not seen any of the blockbuster films like Superman Returns or Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest, but I have seen a couple other films. I saw Little Man, or Lil Man, as people have been putting it. But I just got to say one thing, and that's Wayne's Brothers Hate Bugs Bunny. Total fucking ripoff of old Looney Tunes bits with a little urban twist. Here's an example. Little Man was brought upstairs by one of the goons of the main gangster in the film. And he was put into a crib. And the goon turns around, turns off the light, and all of a sudden he gets beaten the shit off. Get beaten the shit out of by a baseball bat held by Little Man. He turns the light on and Little Man is asleep. Light comes on, same thing again. Light comes off, starts beating him again with the bat. He turns it on. The goon kind of sees him sleeping again and he kind of like leans in and he just goes click. And all of a sudden, Little Man's beating him with the bat. I mean, that was a total ripoff of a Looney Tunes cartoon. I mean, Jesus Christ, get some fucking originality. It was also like, you know, there's a few scenes where it was like, how many things could we throw at this guy's balls? I mean, it was just ridiculous. I mean, total fucking ripoff of Looney Tunes. I give it a 1 out of 5. That's right, you heard me. 1. That's the lowest rating I have ever given a movie. It was totally, totally bad. Another movie I saw was Click with Adam Sandler. And, oh, God, that chick from Underworld. Oh, she plays a freaking MILF, man. Or, as the world calls it, a ham, a hot-ass mom. And she plays Adam Sandler's wife in the film. Adam Sandler takes the role of a father who is too busy for his family because of his work. He's given the power of a remote control that controls not just his electronics, but it also allows him to slip through time. So basically, he controls the universe with a remote, universal remote. However, the device kind of learns the habits of its user, and seeing how Sandler kind of fast-forwards more than anything else, it speeds up his life entirely, and he begins missing out on a lot of stuff. Some of the comedic spotlights in the film were between Sandler and the neighborhood kid that kept trying to kind of make his Sandler's son feel kind of bad and everything, and Sandler loved to bring out the pain and really, really mess with his kid. This kid had like a little robotic toy dog and everything, and he was like, you know, kind of gloating to his to Sandler's kid about it, and Sandler is like, you know, is in his car and everything, and the kid's like, that thing costs more than your car. Crunch. Not anymore, kid. Anyway, some of the scenes were just fucking hilarious, but there are some really touching moments. There is a death scene, kind of. Sandler's character has a heart attack, and it hit close to home because I personally had one myself. I think I have mentioned that, but, you know, a lot of people kind of, like, forget that part. But anyway, enough of that. Enough about me. I gave the movie a 3. Even though it was a decent movie, it did lack some stuff that I kind of see in a kind of comedy film, which is this is supposed to be a comedy more than anything. But it was more of a drama comedy type of thing with a little sci-fi twist. So, yeah, it gets a 3 out of 5, which is average. So I really haven't seen too many films that kind of, like, wowed me yet. But then again, it's part of it's because my girlfriend hasn't seen the first Pirates of the Caribbean, so we're not going to see the second one until she can see the first. And I tried putting it on my Netflix queue, and dude, it is like long wait for that because a lot of people are kind of like going back and checking the film out before going to see the sequel, or they're kind of just like refreshing the memory of how the first one was. Either way, it's not even worth getting on Netflix because you're going to be waiting till Dead Man's Chest gets out of the theaters. So, yeah, I'm going to have to see if anyone has it for sale, and I'll probably pick it up so she can see it. And hopefully we can see it before it gets out of the damn theaters. And Speaking of my girlfriend, it appears that a majority of people would like to have her co-host the show with me. However, I'm going to formulate the proper time to ask her on this matter. At the present time, the idea is good, but the timing is not. She has a lot of things going on, and we have not really had the opportunity to talk in regards to having the podcast as a joint project for her and I. Also, she kind of thought that Voodoo Radio was an actual company that I worked for. Isn't that cute? I mean, I would like to be that successful where I had people under me doing shows around the clock, but it's a little far-fetched. I'm doing a podcast, not a radio show. I kind of tried explaining podcasting as a radio show on your computer, but I think she might have thought something different because I did make some business cards on my own. But I don't know. It's kind of cute how she thought that. I really thought it was. She thought I was a little more successful than I was, and I appreciate it. I really do. I did take her to see where I worked the other night, and now she kind of knows what I do for a day job, and that's not working for a radio station. Anyway, let's get back into some music. I got some more topics coming to discuss, but those are going to be coming up right after this musical break. We have Uncooked Children with All.
School humor with an adult twist.
I'm not getting drunk. I don't drink.
Yes, let's get her.
Let's get her drunk. I'm going to beat you up.
Let's all get her drunk and take advantage of her.
We take pictures. We'll take pictures. Put them on a website and say, Rain is drunk.
That's why I don't drink. Rain doesn't drink.
Hey, let's just take pictures and Photoshop them so she looks drunk.
And?
Are you naked right now?
Possibly not, since I'm at a school facility.
Well, that hasn't stopped other teachers.
But how about this one?
He had to read the new Playboy.
Seriously, I read it for the articles.
I do.
I know, it's...
I get it. I love the articles.
The articles are good. And the sex jokes.
Yes. My wife reads it for those sex jokes.
Based out of the Twin Cities in Minnesota, IT Radio is brought to you by Turkey Van Productions. Check them out at turkeyvan.com.
Garden that I built for you, they're just sitting now and here. I will never leave it, dear. I could not bear to return and find it all untended, with the trees all bended low. This garden is our home, dear, and I got nowhere else to go. So play it on. Into the sea. The geraniums on your windowsill, the carnations dear and the daffodil. Well, they're ordinary flowers, but they long for the light of your touch and of your trembling will. Ah, you're trembling still, and I'm trembling too. To be perfectly honest, I don't know quite what else to do. We'll be right back.
ditty that I found on the PodSafe Music Network. Yeah, I know I said fuck Pod Show basically, but you know what? The PodSafe Music Network is actually a great utility to find music that I can play here on the show. And they do have a lot of great artists on there. And a lot of music that I play does come from the PodSafe Music Network. So I can't give the... like I said, Podshow has a lot of great tools, but it's just their business practices are still kind of shaky. But anyway, enough of that. We are going to be possibly moving hosts. So, you know, keep your fingers crossed. Although GoDaddy, who I've had my hosting with for the past month or two, they've been very kind with their hosting packages. I've decided to move on to a cheaper host. That will be going to effect rather soon, so please bear with us as we move servers pretty soon. I'm going to be trying to get the stuff set up so it's a kind of seamless transition from one host to another. So we know what happened the last time, so please be patient. If I accidentally like make your account disappear, well... I'm sorry. I guess we're going to have to start from scratch, but I'm trying to get the podcast set up. That's my high priority. And there's just a lot of stuff I got to get done. Anyway, we have a pregnant woman alert. Weep, weep, weep. A friend of Voodoo Radio has recently been diagnosed with being pregnant. Our congratulations and condolences to her and her social life in that order. Just kidding. Of course, a baby is a blessing, and I wish her very well. I am not going to mention who it is at the moment because, well, of course, you know, I'll jinx it. And I have a feeling that it's best if she actually comes forth and tells you herself. I did kind of make a mention to her that if she feels comfortable with it, that to announce that she is the one that is the pregnant one, call the Vamp line, which is 206-339-8267. Call now, leave a comment, we'll play it on the show. Yes, I basically made a point with her that if she is going to announce it, do it on our show, do it on our Vamp line. And we'll make sure that everyone knows, and so people can call in with your congratulations to her as well. Anyway, I've placed a request for some voiceover work to be done. I'm still waiting so patiently for someone to kind of come back to me. The gentleman that I asked kind of like put out a kind of like a little advertisement that he was willing to do work for us. Not just cold reads, but he was also going to do a little production if he had the time. I mailed him about a few days ago. I'm still waiting to hear back from him. I put a post on Radio Daddy for some more dry reads, which someone has answered that, and that was Alan Bainbridge, who is basically the gentleman that you heard in the beginning of the show. You'll hear some more of his work as well. I'm going to be putting... kind of like trying to put his cold reads that he put in for me into the show more often. I was just kind of like, I got him today. Let's just put it that way. excuse me, my throat's a little dry. Where was I? Oh, yeah. Alan did a great job. I do appreciate his work, and you could check him out. I'm going to leave a link in the show notes for his website. Radio Daddy is a great service for free cold reads. So if you have a podcast, check that out for some voiceovers. Leave a few lines from them to read off. Alan read off about, I'd say, 4 out of 6 of my requests for voiceover. But it's actually a great source. And the gentleman that I'm waiting for, I'm still waiting. I'm going to give him a few more days, and then I'm going to send him an email asking, has he, you know, what's the status of it and everything. So enough of that. We do have some projects going on. I'm, aside from moving from the one server to another for the hosting, There are some other projects in the work. I'm currently unable to really announce exactly what it is. However, I'll say at this time that it is going to be a joint effort between me and some other people, possibly podcasters, possibly not. I'm not saying. Also, that the only thing I can really announce is when we're finished, it is going to fucking just kick ass. And I will appreciate you, the listeners, kind of like supporting us with the project once it is out. Actually released, so check it out. I'll definitely announce when it's finally done and everything. And let me straighten myself up here. It's gonna kick ass, first of all, and second of all, you'll really like it. I think it's going to. I can't really go into much. I'm not saying anything more. Don't even try to drag it out of me. You'll just have to wait and see. Anyway, let's get back into some more music we have with us tonight. I believe I actually played Ethereal on one of the half shows, and I'm going to actually play another track by them because I actually enjoyed some of their music. This is also you can actually find their stuff over on myspace.com. I'll leave a link in the show notes to their exact MySpace page. You can check out some more of their music. The track I'm going to play is a free download off of their MySpace page. So check it out. It's Persephone by Ethereal.
Thank you. Hey, this is Amp Sex.
Nobody wants to die, no one dies in a porno movie.
From our debut album,
Porno Movie.
Original sound recordings.
It's a crazy bitch.
From San Francisco, California.
My best friend is a punk.
That's just another punk fight.
Check us out.
Doesn't matter who is wrong.
AmpSex.com.
Crazy bitch in my life that I hate. Sometimes there's a crazy bitch in my life that I date. Sometimes there's a crazy bitch eating with her fingers from my dinner plate. Sometimes there's a crazy bitch laying dead on the interstate. Bitch takes her shit just a little too far. Sometimes there's a crazy bitch laying dead in the trunk of my car.
Sometimes those crazy bitches really tempt the hands of fate. I know cause I asked my mom and even she can't relate. No hideaway killer out to harm or perpetrate. Just trying to understand why you treated me this way. Yeah, 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 yeah. Sometimes it's a crazy bitch being loud and talking shit.
The fucking crazy bitch.
Sometimes it's a crazy bitch and I swear she's gonna get hit.
The fucking crazy bitch.
Sometimes those crazy bitches, they don't know when to quit.
The fucking crazy bitch.
Sometimes crazy bitch, stick dead in Slayer mosh pit.
You're fucking crazy bitch.
Sometimes there's a crazy bitch at the club I'd like to be. Sometimes there's a crazy bitch talking nice and smelling sweet. Sometimes that crazy bitch gets in my bed with a dirty feet. Sometimes it's a crazy bitch laying dead down on Jimmy Street.
Yeah. Amp Sex with Crazy Bitch off of the PodSafe Music Network. Check them out and check out their project that they're doing called Shadow Falls. From what I've been hearing, it's really, really kick-ass. And we all have our own crazy bitches, and that song is dedicated to all of them. It appears that some have cited that Dane Cook, the comedian, has kind of been stealing material from Louis C.K. Take a listen to this following bit, and I'll let you kind of decide for yourself, okay?
One time I saw a guy in a bicycle, and he was about to get hit with a car door. It was horrible. And he wasn't looking, and the lady opening the door wasn't looking. It was just, like, just for me. And I didn't know what to do. I was like, ah! Like, I wanted to yell something, but what do you yell? And I'm trying to, like, if time slows down, I'm trying to choose the thing to yell that will have all the information that he needs. Because it was happening really fast. I had, like, that much time to yell, you know, what can I yell in that much time? It's, hey, you the guy to my yard! You know, that's not... She's gonna open the door! Ah, shit! So I just yelled out, bad thing! Wasn't really specific enough. Oh, well.
3 weeks ago, one of my dreams came true. I finally got to see something I've always wanted to witness live. I finally saw someone get hit by a car. I did try to help this man. As the car was coming towards him, I reached out and I said, "Oh! Oh!" That's all I could think of to say. There's so many things now in retrospect that I would love to, I'd love to have been like, "You're about to get struck by a vehicle." I did not have time to say you're about to get struck by a vehicle, so I went with, "Oh!" Which is like a concerned moan.
My wife and I were thinking of having a baby, and I'd like to have a kid, because you can name your kid anything you want. I like that part. I'd like to give my kid an interesting name, you know? Like a name with no vowels, maybe, you know? Just like, just like 40 Fs, that's his name. Go clean your room, you know, something like that.
I think about having kids. I'd love to have some kids. I've been thinking about kids. I want to have like 19 kids. I think naming them, that's going to be fun. Whatever the names that you come up with, that's exciting right there. You get to both decide, hey, do you want to name that? No, I don't like that name. Right? It's like a little game. You try to come up. I already have names picked out. I don't even know. First kid, boy, girl, I don't care. The first one that comes out, I'm naming it. I think it's beautiful. It's feminine but strong at the same time. Time for bed. I said time for bed. No cookies. Typical.
And I had an itchy asshole for like a week. And I could have won $1 million. I still would have been going, fuck my asshole! It itches! I wanted to like eat bad food so I would like fart to scratch it. That's how itchy it was.
The other day, I don't know if you've ever gotten this, it was about 2:30 in the afternoon. I got the itchiest asshole I've ever gotten on record. Oh, it's the worst, isn't it? Oh, you feel, usually you're at work or someplace that you can't focus on it. You got to do some other activities, right? And the entire day, you just kind of bounce around and try to shake it out, right?
Okay, here's my take. To me, Dane Cook is just not a good comedian or good enough comedian that he feels that he needs to take acts from other comedians to make himself look better, because he can kind of come off as, you know, the rock and roll type of comedian. So it just seems like he's using the power of better comedians to kind of like boost him up there. It's something that plagues all comedians where someone takes their bits. I mean, look at the Aristocrats. That's a joke that pretty much every comedian tells at least once. But anyway, to me, you know, Dane Cook, you're a thieving fucking bastard. Something that came up in the news that I saw yesterday, actually. Excuse me. Facebook is giving away 10 million iTunes music samplers. Facebook is a social directory that allows people to share information, kind of like MySpace in a sense. Announced yesterday a back-to-school promotion to give away 10 million music samplers to Mac and PC users from the iTunes Music Store. Starting yesterday, Facebook will give away 1 million 25-song samplers from iTunes each week for the next 10 weeks. Each iTunes music sampler will feature select songs from a different genre, ranging from alternative to rock, hip-hop to dance, and electronica. We're always striving to provide people with the things they care most about, and with over 500,000 bands listed on Facebook, we know that listening to and downloading music is an integral part of our users' lives, said Owen Van Natta, Chief Operating Officer at Facebook. This is a tremendous opportunity for people to legally discover and enjoy music on the iTunes Music Store through their favorite social directory, said Eddie Q, Apple's Vice President of iTunes. Facebook users have also access to an Apple education discount year-round throughout its popular sponsored group on Facebook. As part of Apple's back-to-school program, Facebook can users can receive a free iPod Nano with the purchase of a MacBook, MacBook Pro, iMac, or Power Mac G5. Check the show notes for a link to Facebook, but it's pretty much Facebook.com. I personally don't have a Facebook account, so I really didn't know about this promotion. It's something I saw on podcasting news. I thought I'd share it, but it looks like I might actually make a Facebook account to add to my social networking. There is a 69 Eyes update, and I'd just like to say, welcome vampires from all around the world. Your favorite Helsinki vamps are returning to the studio to record a new album. Not much has been released on the nature of the album. However, the band has released the name of it as being Angels, in opposition to the recent album called Devils. And here is our 69 Eyes song of the week, Christina Death, off of The Devils.
Creative Commons license. CC, baby. Check it out. In a town in the woods. it's at the top of a hill. There's a house where no one lives. So you take a big bag of your big city money there and buy it. But at night when the house is dark and you're all alone, there's a noise upstairs. At the top of the stairs there's a door and you take a deep breath and try it. And the flashlight shows you something moving just inside the door. There's a tattered dress and a feeling you have felt somewhere before. And there's a creepy doll that always follows you. It's got a ruined eye.
Thing a week called Creepy Girl. I'm sorry, Creepy Doll. I'm half awake. It's like late for me, and I'm still recording a show. Using Audacity, I found out that I kind of have to mix down from time to time with the tracks. Otherwise, I kind of like start really bogging down on the machine. So it's a little tedious, but you know, I'll get used to it. And I got some fucking gas. Maybe I shouldn't have had beans tonight. Anyway, I don't know if you guys have read in the news. Apparently, Lance Bass of NSYNC has come out of the closet. Oh, jeez. I have to say one thing about the whole thing about Lance Bass coming out. Duh! I mean, come on. He was the only one in the fucking group that didn't have a woman or seen having a girlfriend or anything. Hello? Gaydar going off. Anyway, it's kind of like stupid news, but it's news nonetheless, and it's kind of like celebrities finally saying, okay, fine, yes, I'm gay. And I just think it's kind of funny that it actually made, like, national news and was kind of, like, spread like wildfire. But anyway, enough of the gayness. Onto the goodness. Our good friends, Libertas, as I mentioned before, they have completed a new album called The Seeds of Revolution Are Rooted in the Dignity of Mankind. The actual release date is still to be announced. However, the album is full of remasters and remixed versions of some of their older material that they never really officially released onto an album, and there are some new tracks as well. I've actually heard a few of the tracks off the album, and all I gotta say, it's fan-fucking-tastic. And their producer, Ant of Noise626, I spoke with him earlier in the week, and he told me that he was entering the studio himself to work on a new album that he hopes to have out by September. He says probably around September 19th. More news on that as it develops. He's also released some more tracks on the PodSafe Music Network, so you could check out some of the tracks on there as well. I'm going to be playing a couple of tracks by him. If you remember in one of our half shows or quarter shows, whatever you want to fucking call them, I did play a cover that he did of Mercy Street by Peter Gabriel. And I may actually play that tune again in show 21. Because show 21, I'm thinking of doing a kind of like a cover show in a sense. But anyway, let's get into our favorite bands here with their music. Here's first up is Libertas with Auto DF9.
Yeah. some more kick-ass independent artists here on Voodoo Radio.
Night has fallen, and across the bed I feel you. My eyes wide open, I lie still and silent. I hear you breathe softly, asleep. I watch the shadows, afraid to speak. And I know what time. I know that this is real. The winds grow colder, and the summer fades. I am growing older, and the days pass like faded footsteps in your arms. I found my and quiet, and with faded roses laid at your feet, I say goodbye, and I know that you're real. All the wars I have fought, all the tears I've laid to waste, all the sins I played in my head over and over again, wanting for this to end. The winds are dying down, and frost creeps on the window pane. There I scratch your name and watch the sun melt it away. But you'll always be there as long as I remember. your face. Remember the words you said as you slipped away, as you slipped away. And I know how this feels. And I know that this is real. As light goes to dark, as light goes to dark, as light goes to dark.
Ah, Noise 626 with Light Goes to Dark. Great fucking track. Well, I guess it's time we should wrap things up. I'll be moving the site to a new server, as I've mentioned few times tonight, so please be patient as we get things back up. Stay tuned to the website for announcements and join us in our forums as well as our Frapper Map, and vote for us at Podcast Alley. It's going to be a new month coming up, so we only got like one vote in July. I'd like to see more people voting for us. I'll probably put something up so voting's a little bit easier. And anyway, there were no calls to the comment line, because, well, I played them already from earlier this week. So please give us a call on the comment line, which is 206-339-VAMP. That's 206-339-8267. Email me at steve@voodooradio.org, or you can email the show at show@voodooradio.org. Special thanks goes to Alan Bainbridge for providing us with some voiceovers. I do hope to get some more into the show and maybe start pulling more produced pieces. I'm out of here, but anyway, here's our final noise of the night. It's Amber Spyglass with Burning at Sunset. And have a good night, everybody, and I'll catch you later with Show 21, our legal drinking age. And, well, it's going to be a cover show, so you'll see what we got. I found a lot of stuff on the Creative Commons. So good night, everybody, and catch you later.
Yeah.
Radio was taped before a deaf audience.